Hellman on CliffCentral.com.
Right then, let's get into the big gaming news for the week. Alessandro Barbosa is on standby after having graduated today. Nice one, Mr. Barbosa.
Thank you, Eric. It was a cool day for me, yeah.
Are you now more qualified to deliver the gaming report after this graduation? Like, is it good news for us as well?
I think so. I think next time I'm in studio, I need to rock up in a robe and, you know, just show that I am the authority in gaming.
How should we even be introducing you at this point? Because it's no longer just Alessandro Barbosa, it's Alessandro Barbosa and then what?
Well, Bachelor of Engineering Science in Game Design.
Boom, let's do it again. All right, time for all the latest gaming news with Alessandro Barbosa, Bachelor of Engineering in Gaming Science is his qualification and a claim to fame. Alessandro, talk to me about Quantum Break.
Yes, I've been so keen to talk about Quantum Break because I've been playing it for the past two or so weeks and I've been not allowed to actually say anything about it. But today, the embargo and all the reviews... It dropped for Quantum Break, and if you're not too sure what Quantum Break is, it's the latest Microsoft exclusive because it's coming to PC and Xbox One, and it's being has been developed by the guys over at Remedy Entertainment. They were the ones behind some of the best games of the last generation, like Alan Wake and Max Payne, and Quantum Break, personally to me, is just a continuation of their excellence. It is a really, really cool time-traveling story that features some really great actors like Sean Ashmore from X-Men and The Following and Aidan Gillen from Game of Thrones and, you know, a host of cool characters that kind of bring this science fiction story alive in this third-person shooting title. What is interesting about Quantum Break is that it is the first game of its kind to kind of mix in this idea of video games and series. So there are parts in the game where you can make decisions as the antagonist Paul Serene, and it has an effect not only on the direction the game takes, but also this intertwined TV series that kind of breaks up the game. So after each act of the game, you're treated to a 30-minute episode in the series, and like I said, the decisions you've made in the game to that point kind of affect how the TV series goes. It's a really cool way to tell the story, and I actually didn't mind, you know, playing 2 hours of the game and then watching 30 minutes of the series and that continuing for like 11 to 13 hours, which was kind of how long it took. And I think, you know, Remedy have always been the ones to kind of experiment with the way stories are told in games, and they've kind of, you know, they've done it again with Quantum Break. It could have been a little more ambitious, but I think for, you know, a studio doing it for the first time ever, it was a really, really good attempt, and I really enjoyed the game overall. So if you've got an Xbox One or you've got a capable enough PC, you should definitely be looking at Quantum Break, which is out on Tuesday next week.
I think it's going to do really, really well, that, and they've really, you know, taken it to another level and kind of, you know, enforced the fact that these exclusives are going to become a big thing and that they're taking their exclusives very seriously because they know that's a differentiating factor in terms of what consoles people are going to get in the future.
Yeah, definitely. And Microsoft has really been hitting it out the park with the Xbox One. I think, you know, whereas the PlayStation 4 is easily the more powerful of the two consoles, I think in terms of games that you can only get on either of them, Microsoft has definitely been putting out a lot more quality games over the past 2 years. I mean, you've got titles like Sunset Overdrive, you've got Halo 5, you've got the premier driving simulator Forza Motorsport, and now you've got stuff like Quantum Break. There's just such a vast variety of games that Microsoft brings exclusively to their consoles, and I think for the most part, they've really, really nailed it with that, and I hope they continue that for the, you know, foreseeable future and the life of the Xbox One.
Tell me about Final Fantasy. You finally got a release date on that one.
Yeah, Matt, let me tell you, Final Fantasy 15. I'm not hugely invested into Final Fantasy, but it was so nice seeing the overwhelmingly positive response that Final Fantasy got on Thursday during their Uncovered event, because this is a game people have been waiting for over a decade. It's a game that started out its life called Final Fantasy 13 Versus. It then got delayed. Final Fantasy 13 became an entirely new game after that, and people have really been waiting to see what ended up, you know, being kept from the game that they saw nearly a decade ago. And Final Fantasy 15 is that game. It's been Hyped up for, you know, over a year now already. There was a huge demo that shipped with another Final Fantasy game last year that gave players a bit of a taste of the game early. But at an event in LA on Thursday, Square Enix finally revealed that Final Fantasy 15 will be coming out on September 30th. And on top of that, they released a brand new demo free to anyone on PS4 and Xbox One, called the Platinum Demo that you can download right now to give you a short half an hour to 45 minutes a sample of the game before it starts. It's got a really cool new take on role-playing game combat, which I particularly like. And I think it's a nice, you know, if you've never played a Final Fantasy game or if you've only played Final Fantasy VII, which seems to be the one everyone has kind of played, Final Fantasy XV seems to be a really, really cool breath of fresh air for the series. And I really can't wait for it to come out in September. It is coming out in two versions. You've got, three actually. You've got your pre-order, you know, day one pre-order special, which comes with a few nice in-game items. You've got a deluxe version, which comes with a Blu-ray copy of the full feature movie that is coming out before the game is out and some bonus in-game content. And then a huge Ultimate Collector's Edition, which sadly is not going to be available in South Africa, but it comes with a nice figurine of the main character, comes with loads of additional in-game stuff, the Blu-ray of the movie, and a really nice box. But yeah, if you're in South Africa, you won't be able to get it locally, unfortunately. But still really, really cool that there's a release date.
I'm glad that they took their time with this, because I feel like they really needed to in order to, you know, give that franchise the rejuvenation that it needed.
Yeah, especially after Final Fantasy 13, you know, it ended up being three games, a trilogy in itself, and I think a lot of people didn't really enjoy it as much as, you know, the years they've been waiting for it. So Final Fantasy 13, it has like this cult following, but the general regard for it is that it wasn't, you know, up to par with what Final Fantasy was in the past. So Final Fantasy 15 definitely has the chance to rein that back in. And from what I've played and seen so far, I'm definitely keeping a close eye on it.
And then finally, Doom is in beta this weekend. That's a pretty big deal.
Yeah, so Doom coming out next month, 13th of May, a huge, huge shooter. This is also another game that was kind of like in development for so long, and then everyone thought it had been cancelled and kind of, you know, shuffled into the back of a closet, never to be seen or heard of again. But Bethesda and id Software are bringing back the game that kind of gave birth to first-person shooters. And I'm really excited to try and get some hands-on time with the beta this weekend. It's a multiplayer beta, so if you have access already, you've probably downloaded it. The servers are live, and you can hop in I think it's like a handful of maps that you can try out and just try out the rejuvenated return of arena shooting, which has kind of been missing from shooting games for a good while now, you know, without Unreal Tournament and Doom and Wolfenstein kind of, you know, kind of pioneering that back in the past. If you do want to get into the beta and you don't have a key yet, if you bought Wolfenstein, the New Order last year, you probably have a code sitting in a box somewhere that will grant you access to the beta. So you just have to head over to Bethesda's website and enter that in. Otherwise, I'm pretty sure some keys will be handed out for free during the weekend, because I'm sure Bethesda wants to test their servers as much as they can before the launch next month. But I'll be streaming some of it later this weekend, and I hope to see a lot of people online, because it is a really, really cool game. Hmm. And the multiplayer especially is just some of the most fun I've had online in a long time.
Seems like a good week for gaming, bro. Big titles, big things happening. It's exciting.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely one of the more interesting weeks in gaming, especially since we're getting closer to E3, and usually the closer we get to E3, the more news dries up, because people try and keep their news for the big conference in June. But I think there's a lot of games coming out between now and then. May especially is jam-packed. You've got Doom, you've got Uncharted, you've got Mirror's Edge. There's huge games coming out. So it's different, and 2016 so far has been a stellar year for great games. So I hope the momentum kind of, you know, continues.
Just by the way, how are EA doing on their conference? Because obviously they're breaking away from E3, right?
Yeah, they're doing their own thing. So they're not going to be part of E3. Instead, they are having their own conference literally across the road from the LA Convention Center in the Nokia Center. an event called EA Play. So it's taking place during the exact same week. They're just kind of separating themselves to kind of keep the spotlights on them. You know, when you go there, you're only seeing EA titles. So they have their own conference on the Sunday before all the big E3 conferences, and they'll have their showroom floor open up to the public, actually, as well during the week of E3. So, yeah, it's interesting. There's a lot of people kind of distancing themselves from E3 and kind of, you know, not wanting to get lost in the confusion of so many other publishers at the show. So it's going to be interesting to see where E3 goes from here and how they keep people interested and engaged with their show and not, you know, other smaller ones taking place around them.
Power. Well, that's all the latest gaming news there from Alessandro Barbosa, who is now very qualified to deliver the weekly gaming wrap-up. Alessandro, congrats again on the graduation. That's very exciting. And we'll touch base with you again next Friday for more developments as they happen.
Thanks again, Ari. And yeah, I'll chat to you guys next week.
Power. Alessandro Barbosa there with all the latest gaming news. What's trending worldwide? Other side of this.
Nick Hellman on CliffCentral.com.